The sound bath is almost ready to begin.
Oh, okay, good.
And
I'm already feeling pretty relaxed.
Good.
Oh, should I stop talking?
No. No. No, you have one of those voices that actually really adds to the sound bath.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Love to hear your thoughts on the retreat this weekend.
It's been good so far.
Good.
Yeah. Food is
good.
I'm having a good time eating
good.
When we had the allotted meals.
Oh, yes.
So much dried fruit.
Oh, perfect.
I love, but I don't get in my, I just don't get it in my normal.
Yeah.
Every day.
Wow.
You know, I just don't think to.
When,
I'm not the kind of guy that's going to go and buy a bag of raisins or dates or whatever, but.
Hey, you weren't that guy, and maybe you are now.
Oh, I don't know. It's the thing. It's so much. So much, and it does get me.
You know, okay.
It does the opposite of gumming up my stomach.
You know, they sell, well, you could always take like a probiotic with it.
Mm.
Match it with
I think that gives me more of what I don't want.
Oh, okay.
You know? Yeah.
You should talk to Jerry's GI doctor. Jerry has a great GI.
I'm good. It's fine.
Okay. Right,
I know exactly what happened. I ate a whole bowl of dates, and then I had to take a little poopy in the woods on the nature hike.
Okay.
I covered it with leaves.
Okay.
You're supposed to bury it first. Uh-oh.
If you have the coordinates, Jerry can find it. If you have the coordinates, Jerry can find it and cover it. That's fine.
I'll tell Jerry.
Okay, so perfect.
It was on the honeysuckle trail.
Okay. All right. Jerry,
About 7.5 minutes into the walk on the honeysuckle trail, underneath the little tree that's bent like an arch.
Okay.
It felt like I was enclosed there.
All right. Thanks, Jer. You got it.
Sorry, everyone. Okay. That is not relaxing.
No, your voice is. You could say anything, and I'd be relaxed. Yeah.
Mm.
You could say anthrax is in the mail, and I'd feel calm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can. I mean, I can't say that. Anthrax is in the mail.
Oh, so good. I love it.
But I don't know that for sure. That was.
Make me believe it.
You know, the mnemonic.
Well, before we get started, we're going to bang some gongs today, folks. And with each gong bang, I want you to think about something that you want to let go of. What brought you here today? Was it a failed marriage? A failed job?
Yeah.
Did you declare bankruptcy?
Not yet.
Did you lose your car?
Mm, I did.
What?
But I found it again. It's humiliating.
That's beautiful. And that's such a good reminder.
4.5 hours in a Home Depot parking lot. And then I remembered I parked it across the divider and walked over and bought a hammer.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah, I've kind of been a mess.
Anything you've lost, you can find again. That's the reminder for this. Anything you lost, you can find again.
Yeah.
There's nothing is gone for forever.
Oh, that's good to know.
We are constantly growing, and things are moving towards us, not away from us.
Okay. Oh, that's terrifying. Okay. I got a lot of stuff out there that I feel like, you know, the other shoe's going to drop.
Okay, well, that's the next part, is I want you to think about your fears. What are we scared of?
Oh, so much.
Anthrax in the mail?
No, not until now. That's a new one for me now, but now I'm going to be worried about it a little bit. Yeah.
Maybe we're scared of having to care for our aging parents.
Yeah, no, mine are gone, so that's great.
Maybe.
That's good.
Maybe we're scared
of things.
An impending bill from the IRS.
Oh, absolutely. Bills. The crippling debt. I haven't declared for bankruptcy, but I don't think I can because then they'll look into the books and they'll see what I did. and that's no good. You know.
Sounds like we're also scared of asking for help.
Yeah. Yeah, I am so scared of asking for help. I'm so scared. It's just I don't need people looking into me, you know? I think...
The fear of being known. The fear of being known.
Yeah, I live in a pretty nice. I live in this sort of four story house.
I love that.
Yeah, it's at the end of a street, and it's sort of secluded and
great for kids. Sort of
apartment complexes. Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't have any kids, and I hate kids.
Okay,
kids are terrible. But
okay,
I'm so the thing that I keep. I think I may have committed fraud when I bought it, So I just keep waiting for that knock on the door that they're going to come for me, take me away, take my house, you know.
And so now I want us to think of the worst case scenarios. You can handle those. Think about the worst thing that could happen.
Oh, my terrible mom and dad come back from the dead and they come to my house. And then I can't find my car. You know, so I can't get away, and they're fast zombies, because of course they would be. Of course my parents would be fast zombies, fucking fast zombies. Oh, pardon my French, everyone. Pardon it.
Okay, everybody, I want to see eyes closed. I saw some eyes pop open.
Yeah. Sorry,
that's
sorry,
not everyone. What Nothing this is.
Use the eye of your mind. When you picture my fucking mom and dad, fast zombies, breaking into my house.
Yeah.
To chase me, and I can't find my car, and then the authorities show up immediately behind them, and because they broke down the door, the authorities are able to get inside without a warrant, and they're going to take my house. Just use your mind's eye to picture that. It's not happening in the room, so keep your eyes closed.
Now I just want to ask you: Is that really that bad?
What is it? Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Just think about it.
Does it get worse? Okay, let's see.
Is that really that bad?
Okay, yeah. Yes, that's true. So what?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's what's worse is I was cleaning a bunch of my change because I have these big water bottles full of coins.
Interesting.
I filled my bath up with acid to clean the coins. And then I'm dumping. Right when my fast zombie mom and dad burst into my house, I've been dumping coins into my bath. But it's full of acid, and they take a swipe and they push me in, and one of them bites me lightly, so that I know I'm gonna be a zombie, but I'm not a zombie yet. And I fall in, and the acid burns off my genitals, but it doesn't kill me. I drag myself out of the bath, and I'm dragging myself down the hallway just with my arms. And that's when the authorities meet me in the hallway and say, you committed fraud when you bought this house. You're going to have to get in your car and leave immediately. And then I can't find my car. That's the worst. I don't think it gets worse than that.
Okay. Folks, I'm at a loss.
All right, well, let's just listen to the gongs, everybody.
I'm at a loss. I'm going to hit this gong. Sir, if you need to go on a payment plan, let us know.
I wrote a check.